So he would tell you what he wanted, and you would have to make it a
Then
short.
I'd have to translate it into code, and somebody at the other end would have a code book. After a while, you know, most of it, because you weren't a huge vocabulary, so you got used to like all. I don't know if you've been hearing much about grains, but that's the codes for the various types of
Oh my
grains.
goodness, yes.
And all that, you know, you would.
Imagine calling a grain abdomen.
But it would stand for.
Right, yes, but still, that's an odd.
You had a lot of odd names. Some of them were a little cheeky too, so
Yes,
as young
abolish.
guys, you had fun with them.
Did every company have a different code book?
Those were the three basic ones. But you would, and you would know as soon as they came in which one they were using. We basically used this one, the DRP.
This is a 1948 general edition.
And the one I'm holding has the initial date anyway of 1907. So even though you said like it wasn't spy stuff, was there anything to trying to keep a little bit under wraps from your competitors?
Oh, yeah, they're all, I mean, that's still today too. But then, I mean, you could hear a guy on the trading floor in the commodity exchange, and we're all in little booths with glasses there, but you could hear conversations, and somebody would say, well, what's the word for this? And you'd say, oh, they're talking about old sweaty order. But you know, it was, and then you would take your message over to the telegraph operators who had their desks in the right on the trading floor, and you'd give them your telegram, and they would send it for you. And they were kind of interesting too, because it was all Morse code that they would do, and they just tick it out there.